This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy 94.9, you're with the Hump Day crew, Rez, Ads and Ginny.
It may be another gay man in a woman's body as she lists her influences as Kylie, Madonna and Janet. But she's a local girl with a hot look and an even hotter sound. And that's because her latest track, she claims, she's on fire. So we thought we better have a chat to her before she has to stop, drop and roll. Rosetta, welcome to the Hump Day with the Hump Day crew.
Hi.
How are we this morning?
Fantastic.
Very well. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us. Now, you're a very talented young lady, aren't you?
I do a little bit of everything.
You've done some singing, some dancing, some acting.
Yes.
You've appeared on TV, commercials, films, theatre, all different stuff like that.
Yes, I've done that over the years. I love both singing and acting. I have a passion for both of them. I couldn't choose between them, though. I love just being able to play a different character and be a different person for a little while. And with the singing, I just like to able to express myself through song, and especially when I write my own material and sing my own material, that's really fulfilling for me. I really enjoy that.
So all your songs you actually write yourself, or most?
Not all of them. Not this one, but mm-hmm. The second one that I've got ready, Falling Into Love, I have written. Yes, I have written some songs in the past, and I've got them demoed, so ready to fully record them.
And Rosetta, I believe they used one of your songs on the Miss Universe crowning.
Yes, when she was crowned, I was actually there on the night in the VIP section. They put the crown on her and all the glitter comes and they announce Miss Universe with the flowers and all the media is there, and they put it all on television as well. So it was all featured in Morning Show and Current Affairs, and it was the crowning song they chose, which was fantastic because it really suited as she walks out with all the glitter. It's like she was on fire, and it really suited the whole gala event. So I was ecstatic when they said we're choosing it as a crowning song.
How exciting.
I know, I just submitted it saying, oh, any chance of, you know, being played throughout the show or anything like that? And then they rang me and said, we love it, we're going to put it as the main song. And I said, wow, that's just great.
Well, your singing has taken you further too, Rosetta. You were the lead vocalist for the band The Capulet, and your single Loveful came out about 11 years ago.
Yeah,
that charted in the top 100 nationally across the country, and it got played at the Chicago Loop radio station over in the USA. Tell us a bit about Loveful.
Oh, Loveful, that was just really freaky. I was watching video hits. Loveful was a Cardigans big hit from Romeo and Juliet movie.
Oh, and The Capulets, that's very clever.
Yes.
That's very clever.
That's
I just got that.
The record company's idea had nothing to do with me. I was watching videos and I thought, what a great song. I love that song. I love to learn that song. And about a week later, I got a phone call from the producers of the record company, which was Sirius Music through Shock Records. And they were looking for a vocalist to do the dance version that was in all the clubs at the time that came out. I'm not sure if you remember, but it was really big as well. Mm. And Party Hard, Fox and everyone was playing Hits FM. And they were basically really looking for more a session singer at the time that could sound like the Cardigans, because I can put on lots of different sounds with my vocals. And I said, look, I'll come down to the studio and have a go at it. And they said, let's demo it and see what the record company thinks. And before you know it, within that week, the record company released it without... I didn't even know they were releasing it. It was meant to be just a demo for them to see what it sounded like, and it was a single. They had to rush it to get it out. It was the fastest single that was released by Shock Records, they said, because of the competition at the time, because the Cardigan song was so big on the major radio station, so they had to get the club version out and all the hits and Party Hard and in the clubs at the time.
Wow.
And then they turned around and featured me and put photos, and I was in the papers and they wrote about me. And I thought, okay, so I went from being a session singer to the artist, and then from there got offered a further recordings with the company.
Very exciting. Now you've got a brand new single out. It's called
Yes.
I'm on Fire.
Yes. You know, that was really funny, that song. I actually heard it a few years back on your radio station, believe it or not.
Oh, well, where else would you hear good music?
I know, exactly. And I heard it a few times and I said, wow, what a great song, which was an old song by 5,000 Volts. And one of the photographers where I work came in one day with this compilation and it was on there, and she said, you know, there's a great song on this compilation I just bought called I'm on Fire. And I said, that's the song I heard on the radio station. She said, you know, you should record it, because I was looking to do a remake of a song, an old song, and I had it, you know, always on my mind to do that song. And at the record company, always would say, "No, let's do originals. Let's do originals." And one day, I just answered an ad in the paper. They were looking for an artist to record some original material. And I went along and I showed them this song. I said, "Listen, why don't we record this song first? Because I think it's got potential. It's a song I've always wanted to do." And they said, "Okay." And they paid for all the production and everything like that. And I got to record it, and here it is. So that's how it happened.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Now, Rosetta, your influences are listed as Kylie and Danny Minogue, Tina Cousins, Madonna, Britney Spears, Janet Jackson. Mm. Do their styles influence your performance as well as your music?
Yeah, they have, especially Madonna. I've taped most of her concerts, and I have used some of her moves in my performances.
So do you do bed masturbation scenes as well?
No, I haven't done that one, but I did one on television once for Hanky Panky, and I did do some pelvic movements, and I brought out a whip, and I made it a little bit more...
Oh, you're a bad girl.
Yeah, I was a bad girl. I was on a Channel 9 show with Ed Phillips a few years ago. It was a summer series that they did. So, yeah, it was a bit bad, but it was fun.
So you
and they used it for their Channel 9 used it for their TV commercials as their promo for the show. So obviously it stood out.
You wouldn't go as far as going completely crazy like Britney or anything like that, would you?
You mean Britney in the part where she wasn't feeling well, or performance-wise?
No, where she goes crazy and shaves her head and just loses it.
Oh, okay. I think with that would have been more on the, I'm guessing probably depression, which is something that maybe is out of her control when you're actually going through something like that, and all the pressure of the media, and they're focusing on her negatives when she's really, you know, a fantastic artist, and they should be promoting her for, you know, for what she does, and she's very gifted, and unfortunately sometimes things happen to people, and you just have to they just have to get through it, and we just got to stay, you know, focused and be behind them, and
well, it looks like she's bounced back pretty well, and she's back on the up and up.
Yeah, I saw her, and she won all those MTV awards. I was rapt because, you know, I absolutely love, I think she's awesome. So it doesn't matter what she does. I love her as an artist, and I don't judge her, so...
Give me more, Brittany. Rosetta, I believe you have a great competition running at the moment. It doesn't involve any sort of whipping or dumbo stuff, does it?
No, it doesn't. Not this one. It's a wholesome one because it's a girlfriend magazine.
Oh!
It's girlfriend magazine who... Pacific Magazines has sponsored me along with a lot of other companies like Grip Jeans and Naked Kiss Cosmetics, and they've featured me on their online magazine, which is all around Australia and New Zealand, and it's just introducing the song to all their readers, to all the teenage market, so that the readers can win great prizes and hear the song and learn about the artist and what I do, and yeah, it's basically an introduction to them.
Very good. And, of course, you can find out more about that at girlfriend.com.au. If you'd like to find out more about Rosetta, you can go to myspace.com/RosettaPopMusic. And you can also find her latest track, I'm on Fire, at iTunes and at JB Hi-Fi stores as well. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us, Rosetta. Would you like to introduce your single? Because we're going to have a listen to it right now.
I'd love to. Thank you. Hi, I'm Rosetta, and you're listening to The Hump Crew at Joy FM and I'm on Fire.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.